I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. The United States and Russia are meeting this week in Saudi Arabia to discuss the war in Ukraine, without Ukraine. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country will not accept any outcome from those talks. Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has arrived in Riyadh to lead the U.S. delegation in Tuesday's talks with top Russian officials. They aim to restore ties and negotiate a peaceful settlement to the war in Ukraine and prepare a meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. It comes as Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who will be taking part in discussions, confirmed Putin is ready to resume dialogue with the U.S. on issues such as Ukraine in the Middle East. But Zelensky has said his government has not been invited to the talks over restoring peace in Ukraine, so they would yield no results. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
As the U.S. and Russia are set to discuss strengthening ties and peace in Ukraine without Ukraine or any European nation, Britain is joining European leaders at a meeting in Paris Monday to discuss the U.S. shift in policy regarding Russia and what it means for European security. Speaking to reporters ahead of the meeting, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said that while the immediate question is the future of Ukraine, Britain and Europe are facing what he calls a generational challenge when it comes to national security.
That this isn't just about the front line in Ukraine, it's the front line of Europe and of the United Kingdom. It's about our national